So let's review. Our daf begins with the Gemara elaborating on some of the natural occurrences upon which one recites the bracha, Shechakoichai ugvarasim ole oilam, blessed are you whose strength and might fill the world, as mentioned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. The Mishnah mentioned, Va'al hazvois, and on earthquakes, one makes the bracha, Shechakoichai ugvarasim ole oilam. The Gemara lists a number of views as to what causes earthquakes and thunder. Rav Ketina once asked a Baal Oiv Shalat Samois, one who performs sorcery with human bones, what causes earthquakes? The sorcerer said, when Hashem remembers that His children are living in misery among the nations of the world, He sheds two tears, as it were, that fall into the great sea, and its sound is heard from one end of the world to the other, and that causes an earthquake. Rav Ketina Didei Omar, Sefer Kapov, Rav Ketina himself said that earthquakes result from the sound caused when Hashem claps His hands in anguish, as it were. Rav Nosson Omar, Anochem es Aneach, they are caused when Hashem emits a sigh. Rabbanan Amri Boyet Berekiah, earthquakes are a result of Hashem kicking the sky, so to speak. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omar, Doichik es Raglav Tachas Kisei HaKovod, earthquakes come about when Hashem pushes His feet under the Kisei HaKovod, the throne of glory. The Gemara continues, Val Haramim, and on thunder, one makes the bracha Shekoichai Ugvarasim Ole Olam. My Ramim, what are the causes of thunder? Amar Shmuel, Anani Begilgala. Thunder is caused by colliding clouds. Rabban Amri, Anani Deshafchi Mayel Hadodi. It is caused by clouds pouring water from one to another. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, Barka Takifa Debarik Ba'anana. Thunder is a result of a powerful lightning bolt striking a cloud and shattering the pieces of hail. Rav Ashi Amar, Anana Chalchuli Mechalchli. Thunder comes from the sound of wind blowing by the opening of hollow clouds. The Gemara concludes that it's logical to say, like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that thunder results from a lightning bolt shattering hail, because we see that lightning usually flashes right before it thunders, and afterwards it starts raining. The Gemara then tells us various facts about certain types of windstorms, lightning, rain and clouds, and then returns to the topic of thunder. Omer Alexandari, Omer Shub ben Levi, Lo Nivru Am El Lifshit Akumu Mishablev. Thunder was created only for the sake of straightening out the crookedness of one's heart. As the Pasuk states, V'halikim asa shirim lefonav, and Hashem has acted in a manner that man should stand in fear before Him. The Gemara then says, Haroi Keshes, one who sees a rainbow should make the bracha of Baruch Zeich HaBris, blessed are you who remembers the covenant. The Braisa says that the text of the bracha on the rainbow is Baruch Neman Bevrisoi V'kayim B'mamor, blessed are you who is trustworthy with your covenant and fulfills His word. Amra Papa, Hilkach Nimrin L'Tavayu. Our Papa ruled that since there is a disagreement as to the proper text, we should combine both texts and say as follows, Baruch Zeich HaBris, V'nemen Bebrisei, V'kayim B'mamor. The Gemara now returns to the next part of the Mishnah which taught, Al HaHorim, Val HaGvois, Val HaYamim, Val Nahoris, Val Midboris. Upon seeing one of the following five sites, mountains, hills, seas, rivers, and deserts, one says, Baruch Isa Veracious, blessed are you who makes the work of creation. Now we learned above that there are five natural occurrences for which we say, Baruch Shekoichai Gvarasim Ole Olam. They are Zikin, Zavois, Ra'amim, Ruchais, Uvarach, comets, earthquakes, thunder, windstorms, and lightning. Now the Gemara asks, why don't we also say the bracha of Oisim Maisav Reishis on these five natural as well, since those two are works of creation? Abaya answers, Karach V'tani, wrap the two groups into one. And the Mishnah indeed means to say that both of these blessings of Baruch Shekoichai Gvarasim Ole Olam or Oisim Maisav Reishis can be recited on any of the natural events or sites in both groups listed in the Mishnah. Rava says, while both of these brachas may indeed be recited on the first group of natural occurrences, such as thunder and lightning, however, on the second group of items, mountains, valleys, seas, rivers, and deserts, only the bracha of Oisem Maisav Reishis applies. Amir Shu ben Levi, Haroi Raki B'tarasa, Oime Baruch Oisem Reishis. One who sees a pure blue sky says the bracha of Oisem Reishis. Bircha Sachama. The Braisa teaches that one who sees the sun at the beginning of its cycle says the bracha of Baruch Yisav Reishis. The Emes Hava, when is the beginning of the sun cycle? Amar Abaye, Kol Esrim Ushmoinish Nin, V'hodim Machzer. Abaye says that this occurs every 28 years. V'nofla Tekufas Nisan B'Shabtoi, B'urta D'Tlas Nigi Arba. When the Tekufa of Nisan falls in Shabtoi on a Tuesday evening. Now, to better understand this fascinating subject, we've included a comprehensive animated video in the special feature video section of this website, which depicts and explains the planetary motions that relate to this bracha. Shechayonu oy hatoy v'ameitiv. Shechayonu versus hatoy v'ameitiv. Now the Gemara states a general rule regarding the bracha of Shechayonu versus hatoy v'ameitiv. Al shaloi hu oymer, baruch Shechayonu v'kimanu. When one receives a gift or some other benefit that is beneficial only to him personally, he says the bracha Shechayonu. But if the gift or the benefit received is beneficial to both himself as well as to others, he says the bracha of Atei V'Meitiv. Thus, if one has a baby boy, he says the bracha Atei V'Meitiv, since both he and his wife rejoice with the birth of the baby boy. Also, when one receives an inheritance, a Yerusha, he should say Atei V'Meitiv if he has brothers with whom he will divide their inheritance, for in that case, it is a benefit for others as well as to himself. So too, when we drink several types of wine, we say the bracha Atei V'Meitiv because the group that is drinking with him also is enjoying the wine.